Wheat prices are up 40 cents over last week. And Kim, what's going on with markets?
Well, we actually saw a 50 cent price increase this week, and then it backed off about a dime. I think the world is looking at what's going on oat crop. I think Russia and Ukraine have run out of wheat to sell. I think they've been coming into the United States. I think stocks of quality wheat are starting to tighten up a little bit. The world price increased, and I think it brought along the U.S. crop. I think the market's also looking at what's going on with new crop wheat and the hard red winter and soft red winter wheat areas. Too much rain overall. I think it's lowering the yields and probably lowering the quality to a certain degree, and I think that's a problem. And the funds were record short with the hard red winter wheat. They're backed off a little bit of that. They were long on soft red winter wheat. Two out of every three contracts that the managed funds held was short. And they've got to get out of those positions. Plus, they've got a massive amount of short contracts in corn. They got to get out of that. And as corn prices go up, it tends to bring wheat prices up. We got that 40 cent price increase. I think it's just getting us back up, but it's still below the production cost of production.
What does that mean for 2019 as we move forward?
Well, as you look at 2019 and the outlook, I think probably the USDA WASD is the best indicator of prices for next year. The average price for the U.S. came in at $4.70. You got to back that off 20 cents. You look over the last 10 years, our prices ran about 20 less than the U.S. price. So that'd get us down to $4.50 for an average price. So I think as you're looking at, we're now at $4.15 for a forward contract. We got a potential 35 cent increase there sometime during the year. So I think unless things change, prices are going to stay below $5 this next year.
So producers really should start thinking about selling some of their wheat.
Well, I think if they're looking at developing a marketing plan, I think it's extremely important that they not base it on outlook, that they do a mechanical plan and follow those mechanical steps. Get the emotion out of it, especially with low prices. Get wishful thinking out of it. You've got to look at the situation and then pull the trigger mechanically on that.
So when should they set up those mechanical triggers? When should they sell their wheat?
Well, first, you know, the old caveat that past experiences, right, or past transactions do not indicate what's going to happen. But over the last 11 years, 10 of those years, you needed to have that wheat sold by the end of September. 9 of those 11 years, you should have sold it in June, July, and August. If you'd have sold it in June, July, or August, each of those of the last 11 years, you'd have averaged about $5.80, $5.90 a bushel. As you go on out into the deferred months, that average price declines. So I'd say have the majority of it sold by the end of September. And I think the market changed when the Black Sea, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan came in and started taking the export demand. You know, those crops come in July, August, and September. They hit the export market around that September 1, and then prices start going down. So I think the markets changed as the Black Sea came in.
Okay, thank you very much, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.